Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's going to be a fun Friday night. Oh, it's going to be a fun, especially if Gage calls. Gage, I'm not asking you to call, okay, dude? You need to take a chill pill. Dude, settle it. Sit me down, okay? Matter of fact, you probably need to take about a month off. Dude, if you listen to my show, you'll know. Whew, man. There are things that talk show hosts hate. Man. Oh, wow. Be one of them. I'll tell you that. Matter of fact, you know what I'll do tonight? This just occurred to me. John Freaky from the Northern Kia Studios with you till 10 o'clock tonight. There are three things, okay? There are three things that sports talk show hosts hate. How do you know this, John? Because I've been doing it forever, okay? I've been doing this forever. Three things that sports talk show hosts hate when it comes to doing a show, okay? And I'll tell you a little later in this hour what those three things are. And how one of our hosts here on 99 The Game violated one of those hosts. He broke the rules. There's a bro code. Okay, you got a bro code, right, with your bros. You got a bro code in the locker room. You got a bro code in the state. Whatever happens at the station stays in the station. Whatever happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in, well, that's actually not true. What happens in Vegas stays, you know. Yeah, that's not really true. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Pac-Man learned that. So did I at one point. We're not going to talk about that. But anyway, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's actually not true. It's an ad line. Don't believe it, okay? You get in trouble. Yeah, I'll just leave that there. All right, so anyway, he kind of broke the broker. I'm not mad at him, so I'm not angry at all. I'm just going to tell you who it was and what they did. Okay, it's another somebody else at the station. It's like, dude, do you? It was like laughing about it, dude. You can't break the bro code, but he did. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. All right, so we got a busy first hour here because apparently I'm going to get into that. I just decided unilaterally. You see, Dom is running the board here, and Dom knows that. Unlike some shows, Dom, did I send you a rundown for the show?
Not at all.
No. I don't do rundowns. God love our former boss. He wanted these rundowns that were like so detailed. You know, at 6:32, you're going to talk about this. At 6:34, you're going to talk about this. Then you're going to promote. At 6:38, you're going to do the, and, you know, then there's going to be a little bit of cross. And it was like, what in the hell is this? And it wasn't until I got to 92 on the game that I even used a rundown. I don't know. I was only on national radio for years and years and years and years. You know, I did morning radio in Southern California for years and years and years and years. I never did it. I was like, what's a rundown? This isn't television. It's a talk show. I open up the phone lines. I give you the number, 404-726-0929. You call me. We talk. That's the rundown. That's it. We talk about what's going on. And maybe we mentioned the bro code that you shouldn't be breaking. Anyway, but that's neither here nor there. We'll do that later in the hour. So see, you could just make up stuff on the fly, Dom. You know, you could just, the show can be, it's a living, breathing thing. It's not written down on paper that we have to in the next, because he was big into, in the next segment you will. Okay, all right. I don't know. I have a love hate with what they call teases, because sometimes you go into a next segment and you got to tease the next segment, and all I can think about is, yeah, but nobody wants to listen to what we're about to talk about. They want to. I don't want to tease that, because if I'm listening and you do a tease and you say, coming up in the next segment, ultimate frisbee, dude, off, out. I'm not listening. No offense to all of you ultimate frisbee people. I'm sure you're really great people, disc golf people. I'm sure you're really good. I think you love it. It's great. I just don't want to hear about it on the radio. Okay. It's not fun to, hey, it's fun to play. Putt putt's fun to play. I love to play. I don't want to talk about putt putt on the radio. Okay. Just don't. It's not my thing. So yeah, that's why I have a love hate with teases. You know, sometimes you're teasing into a segment because, you know, unfortunately, and Mike and Carl and Bo and Mike and Andy and Randy and Steak and Sandra, all the normal shows know this. Unfortunately, sometimes you get kind of wrangled into doing an interview you really want to do, but the station's got to do it, and so they stick it on your show. And you're like, show killer. That happens occasionally. So I try not to do any show killers, except for just, you know, me being me, which is its own show killer. And so we got a lot to talk about. How interesting is it tonight for this Braves game? I mean, not only are they going for four in a row, and we've talked at length about the 13 games against division foes and how this was kind of maybe make or break for them. And they go out and they dominate the Mets and win in spectacular fashion in all three games by pitching and hitting and playing defense and acting like the Atlanta Braves and sweeping the MESS mess and setting up that series coming up next week at Citi Field, the four games, and all this good vibes as they go down to Miami. And they're going to pitch, is it DDA? Is that how I pronounce his name, Dom? Fuentes?
Yes, it is DDA. DDA Fuentes, yes.
Okay. This dude has been like Elon Musk on the Starship thing. I mean, he'd been a rocket. He was like Rome this year, okay? Rome, and then he went to this, then he went to Gwinnett, and now he's with the Braves. This has happened since opening day. He went single A, double A, triple A, show. In what, 70 some odd games? And you're like, wow, Ja, what are his stats? Oh, by the way, he just turned 20 on Tuesday. He was 19 on Monday. And now he's pitching at the show. What are his stats like? Well, this year he's 0-7 with a 4.81. Wait, what? He's 0-7 in the minors with a 4.81, but he's going to start a game in the minors. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's going to do. But apparently his stuff is really live, and he strikes out a lot of people. So, look, it's fascinating. I mean, they obviously see something in his game, because in his minor league career, his win-loss record is 4-18. 4-18. He's just turned 20. And we're going to let him pitch a major league game in what is really kind of an important major league game, because it's the next game in this 13-run division where the Braves have crept back to within 6 in the wild card. And they've been playing really good ball. I know they want to give their starters a rest, but I'm like, I know that, you know, okay, I get it. Lopez is injured and A.J. Smith-Shawver's down. And, you know, but you do have Elder. You do have Holmes. I mean, you don't have it. You can't start like Dylan Lee or something. You can't do a bullpen game. I don't know. Maybe that's the whole point of Didier Fuentes, is to do a bullpen game. But there's some risk involved in putting a guy who was 19 on Monday into a big league game. Well, okay, it's not like the good news for him is A, it's the Marlins, and B, what's the attendance tonight? Like 812? So it's going to be like a game at Columbus? I mean, okay, he's not going to Yankee Stadium on the big stage. It's going to be Miami. All right, so that's the good news. But yeah, it's just, we're going to put him out there. They know something we don't. Wouldn't it be fascinating if this dude went out there and just mowed him down? And just set the world on fire? It'd be great. So I am Didier. If you can hear us in Atlanta, go Didier Fuentes. Go, 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 go. We're going to be kind of rooting for you. So we'll keep you updated on the game as we go through the show today. As always, if you're not used to listening to my show, especially not in this time slot, or I haven't done it in a while, 92 on the game tonight, way it works is Now, I do have an interview coming up in the next segment in a few minutes with the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're going to talk about Game 7, which is sometime in the, I don't know, a week and a half from now or something, because, you know, the NBA, they need to take like a week off between games. Anyway, that Game 7 is coming up some, I don't even know when. And we're going to talk to him about Game 7. We're going to talk to him about what's like in Oklahoma City and what he sees in the series. And it's been an interesting series, hasn't it? Even if you're not necessarily all that locked in. And by the looks of the TV ratings, there aren't a whole bunch of people that are locked in. But it is the first Game 7 we've had since 2016. So maybe on Sunday night, games on Sunday night. Sunday night, they'll be, you know, pretty big audience for Game 7 of the NBA Finals. So we'll talk to him at 6:20. And then at 6:40, I just made a unilateral decision that this was like, producing the show on the fly in the air here, okay? Because I got stuff I want to talk about, but I just decided, hey, wait, there are three things, and I've never mentioned this I've talked about these before, back in my days in when I was at Fox and stuff like that, the three things that talk show hosts hate, and I'm going to just bring that in because one of our hosts kind of, and again, I'm not mad at him, broke the bro code a little, and it was like, dude, you can't break the bro code. And so I'm going to kind of mention him in concert with that. Okay. I'll do that at 6:40. And so I just teased it. Hey, see, hey boss, I did it. I did a tease.
We did the thing. Yeah, we did the thing.
We did the thing. And then at 7, I won't tease it. We'll just talk. Okay. We'll talk for 3 hours. You and me. Yeah, because we got a lot to talk about. We'll talk about Falcons. We'll bitch about the Hawks. We'll complain about this or that or the other thing. do you, Dom, have you ever heard the name Gage?
Maybe once or twice.
Okay. That dude, he is a live wire.
Yeah.
If there was ever a listener who hated me, there was one guy in San Diego who hated me, and... Yeah, he actually showed up at the station once, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had to call the police.
He pulled the smoke up to the front door.
Yeah, I don't think Gage is doing that. Plus, I'm not at the station. He wouldn't have any way of finding me, but that's not the point.
I was going to say, if you have beef with Fricky, please don't come up to the station because I'm the only one here.
Okay. Not fair to Dom, okay? You have beef with me. Take it up with me. That dude, whew, I'm giving you the heads up, Dom, because poor Josh has had to deal with him a couple of times.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, that dude. When we get around to talking. I don't know, I only banned one person in all my years in Southern California from calling in, and it was a shadow ban of a guy named Mark in Bay Park because he called every show every day. He had no life. And I was like, okay, he's not going to make the air anymore. You just, no. I have banned somebody from my show here, because he steadfastly comes on every time just to pound on Atlanta teams, and he's not an Atlanta fan. And I'm like, dude, you can't do that anymore. You can't just come on and rag Atlanta teams when you're not even an Atlanta fan. I said, get off my ear. So he's banned. He knows who he is. Gage could be the second ban because, anyway. Chris Fisher, Oklahoma City play-by-play guy, Thunder play-by-play, going to join us live, talk about Game 7 of the NBA Finals, get his thoughts on that, and then we'll launch into the... three things that talk show hosts hate. This is one of those Carl and Mike segments that Carl and Mike would like, actually. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
90-time the game tonight. John Fricke with you from the Northern Kia Studios on this Friday night. No basketball tonight. No basketball tomorrow. There's some basketball going to be sometime. I don't know. NBA schedules games like whenever they want to play. It beats the hell out of me. Well, we got a game seven for the first time since 2016. So we thought it might be a good idea to get kind of an inside perspective from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And the voice of the Thunder is Chris Fisher. And so we reached out, and he has been kind enough to join us this evening. So, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tonight with Chris Fisher. He is the television play-by-play voice of the Thunder, and he is on the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
How are we doing, guys? Happy Friday, and I know we all got a little something to look forward to going into the weekend with a Game 7, and last basketball game of the season. This is it, Game 7. I hope everyone's excited for it.
Well, now, I was wondering, did you and, like, your color guy after Game 6, which I know was a bit of a disappointment, but did you say, you know, hey, listen, we have some time before Game 7, maybe, you know, we get the wives and we go on, a tour of the Greek islands and get back in time for Game 6? Because, Chris, it takes forever. Can we just play, please?
It does take forever. These two games off in between games, I know the NBA wants to stretch this out and they want to get as many Sundays as they possibly can, but it makes it agonizing as a fan when you got to wait and wait and wait for the next game to come. They only had one stretch where it was just one day off, and that was in between Game 3 and Game 4, but that's the NBA stretching it out. It's not like what the NHL does with hockey where that thing is over. I mean, it's every other day, but gives teams an opportunity to rest, make adjustments. It adds to the intrigue a little bit, and I guess come Sunday, we'll all end up being pretty happy when we got something to watch final NBA game of the season Sunday night.
Chris Fisher is the play-by-play voice of Oklahoma City and the Thunder, and the Pacers play Game 7 on Sunday night, and he is on 90.9 The Game with John Fricke. Before we get into, and I do want to get your thoughts here about Game 7, I want to ask you something. So the Panthers, you mentioned the Florida Panthers, win the Stanley Cup. And then outside the stadium, some of the Panthers fans are chanting a chant that New Yorkers chant in relation to a young man from, well, not a young man anymore, Norman, Oklahoma, who they don't like. And it's like, why? You're chanting Trey, they're chanting, you know, Trey Young, but not in a good way. You guys just won the Stanley Cup. Why are you worried about the point guard of the Atlanta Hawks? Now, I don't understand this Mets fans chant. And I'm like, aren't you baseball fans? Not him. Yeah, you know, so I don't understand. Is Trey Young, they would never, Oklahoma City loves him, right? I mean, he's from there.
Well, I think to understand the relationship with Trey Young and Oklahoma, Oklahomans are incredibly proud. And I think that they realize where they are and their history, and they want to represent themselves in a really good way. And when people come out of Oklahoma and do accomplish big things, whether that's on the sports stage or globally, they are embraced and they are thought of very, very highly. And for Trey Young, who went to Norman North High, which is where, you know, it's just a little bit south of Oklahoma City by about 20, 25 minutes. And for him to go on and have the career that he did at University of Oklahoma and then to get drafted where he did and being in the NBA. Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a level of proudness from local Oklahomans and what he's been able to do. And I know that his family's still very involved in Oklahoma, but it's been fun to watch Trey from afar and see what he's been able to do. He's in the Eastern Conference, so he only gets to come back to Oklahoma once a year. And every time he comes back, there's always a warm welcome. And then when he's on the floor, obviously you treat him like an opponent. But I'm not from Oklahoma, but in seeing how everybody embraces him and loves him and treats him and speaks highly of him, then it's really nice to see, because he is one of Oklahoma's own and he always will be. And I know that he has spent a lot of time back there and has come back there. And so very, very good things to say about Trey Young.
You know, the Thunder as a organization, you know, took a big risk. You know, they had three superstars on their team, you know, with KD, Westbrook, and Beard. And they decided to break up the threesome and then the twosome and then the onesome. And they did so at their own peril, and yet they reimagined it into something even better. It says something about the basketball acumen of the people running that organization.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a very scrupulous process, going back to probably the Damian Lillard shot against the Portland Trailblazers in the 2019 NBA playoffs, which kind of kick-started the transition away from that incredibly successful era that you're referencing with KD, James Harden, and Russ. And Russ ends up leaving. PG gets traded to the LA Clippers. Part of that trade is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Four first-round picks also a part of that trade. And when one of those picks, you use Jalen Williams, who was drafted 12th overall in 2021. So that certainly has a tremendous amount of impact as to where we are now. But it's just been very, very detail-oriented, step-by-step, no skipping steps from Sam Presti, the front office, Mark Daigneault, everybody involved. They have been very careful in many of the decisions that they've made. But as good as these guys are as basketball players, it can't be overlooked at who they are as people, because I think that's been a big part of this process. It's been a short process when you think about it in basketball terms, from going to the finals in 2012 to getting back there here in 2025. And then when you put the rebuild in that conversation, it's been very quick. But they haven't skipped steps, and a lot of that is because of the people. These players, these coaches, the people that are part of the organization, they are incredibly high character. As good as basketball players as they are, they're good people. And that's mattered as much as anything in who Sam Presti has allowed in the building and allowed to have an input on this team. And then when you look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the type of leader that he is and setting the tone for the entire environment top to bottom, he is a class act. He's exactly who you would want to be leading your organization. And he has really set the tone both on and off the court and just been an incredible extension. And, you know, they have put the time in, they've put the work in to really develop these players. They hit some rough patches. It's easy to look at it now and be like, oh yeah, these guys are so young, they're in the NBA finals. But I remember, you know, them suffering the worst loss in NBA history in December of 2021 against the Memphis Grizzlies on the road. They suffered the worst loss at home in NBA history to the Indiana Pacers. I mean, they had to go through some growing pains, but with this front office and the type of people that they have brought in, they've held themselves accountable. They've been committed to each other. They've been committed to improvement. And that's why you're seeing sort of the byproduct of that mentality here show up in the NBA finals.
Chris Fisher, television play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma City Thunder on 92.9 The Game with John Fricke. It's been a weird series. I mean, you know, you had this team that wasn't even supposed to be there, that you just lived this incredibly charmed life with all the Halliburton shots and whatnot, a 50-win team that ran through the East, and now, you know, oh, they're not going to be able to take on Oklahoma City, and oh, so, oh, they got this. No, no, they don't have this, Chris. Oh, no, they do it. No, they, oh, no. So it's back and forth, everybody thinking they got this. Now we get to game seven. What's the confidence level in Oklahoma City you're going to be able to hold court?
It's been an incredible emotional roller coaster, that's for sure. For both teams, both fan bases, both cities. Indiana stealing game one the way that they did. The Thunder being able to respond. The game four snatched by OKC late there to come back and get that victory. game five in OKC where the Thunder played so well offensively. I mean, it has just been an incredible series. And I hope that people recognize that, because if you're an NBA fan or you're a fan of basketball, this is exactly what we've kind of all been clamoring for with these two small market teams. You've got a couple of superstars. I mean, Halliburton was a part of Team USA in the Olympics in Paris, SGA, league MVP. And these teams, it's just been a battle of playing to strengths, a battle of playing to wills. And the one thing that's really stuck out to me over the course of the series is, with the exception of game one, where the Pacers somehow, some way were able to withstand all of those turnovers, particularly in the first half, the team that's lost the turnover battle has ended up losing the game. And that showed up again in game number six. The Thunder were not strong with the basketball, 20-plus turnovers, and it showed. And it affected the way that they played the rest of the game, affected their defense, affected their shot-making. They just couldn't get into offensive rhythm, and a lot of that is Indiana, the way that they played defensively. They mixed up their defense and dropped into a little bit more of a half-court defense rather than full-court pressure, which they've been applying over the course of the series. But turnovers to me have been such a big part of these six games, and I expect it to be a huge part of what we see on Sunday. And it's a surprise, because the Thunder protected the ball better than any team in the NBA all season long. I mean, their turnover differential was unbelievable with how they played defense and how they were able to hold on to it. They had the fewest turnovers in the NBA, and it's shown up here in the NBA Finals probably more so than at any point over the last couple of years. And that's a testament to Indiana. I mean, they have been committed. They don't get enough credit for how they play physically, because their offense is so relentless. And they play a physical brand with Pascal Siakam, Nimhard, Miles Turner kind of at the rim and in pick and roll coverage. And Rick Carlisle does a fantastic job of putting together a good game plan on offense and defense. And that's why you've gotten sort of these wild shifts as both teams try to figure things out. And it's the beauty of a seven-game series. So, I do think that the turnover battle is going to be probably first and foremost come Sunday night.
Got about a minute, Chris Fisher, Oklahoma City play-by-play. Chris, what's concerns you more as a Thunder guy? Is it that Halliburton ridiculous magic at the end of a game, or is it just, look, you guys are supposed to win this, Chris? I mean, India, they're pinching themselves, they're even here. The pressure's really all on you.
I'll try to be quick here. I mean, I don't think that it's a matter of the Thunder being heavily favored. I mean, this is the NBA Finals. You're facing a really, really good team. Indiana's there for a reason. They earned those victories over New York, Boston, Cleveland. They have played extremely well. They're a good team. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals a season ago. I think the mentality for the Thunder is that they know it's going to be a battle. They knew it was going to be a battle over the course of the series. Indiana has proven that. This isn't a matter of a team being heavily favored over another, and really just comes down to execution, going out there, playing to your strengths, imposing your will, protecting the basketball, making smart decisions, competing together, playing efficiently, all the things that the Thunder have done really well over the course of the season that has allowed them to be the type of team that they are. So I don't think that, at least from Oklahoma City's standpoint, from my standpoint, from the team standpoint, it's been, hey, look, we are heavily favored. I don't think that's been part of the mentality up to this point or even going forward.
Well, best of luck to you and the Thunder on Sunday night. Be interesting for Game 7, Chris. I appreciate your taking part in this in Atlanta. Thanks much.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. And give Bob Rafflin my best. He's one of the best. We love him, and it's always great to see him every year. And hopefully you guys down in Atlanta enjoy Game 7. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it, Chris Fisher. Yeah, Bob's listening, because Bob, yeah, he always does. I know he does. Right? Bobby, you can just call the show. I mean, I know you're listening. Yeah, Bob's in his car nodding. Okay, next up, I promised you, the three things that talk show hosts really hate, and the violation of the bro code inside one of those three. And then we'll get to the top of the hour, and I'll also tell you what my daughter did or didn't do that I'm like, honey, what? I'm smacking my, at least, well, as far as I know, she didn't do. On Sports Radio 9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Join the game. Sports Radio 99 The Game, John Fricke with you on a Friday night, 404-726-0929. So my daughter, she's like a big muckety-muck with the, you know, Home Depot backyard. And so FIFA was, you know, they're hiring the people at the stadium to help them out with this World Cup thing. What is it, Club World Cup? And so Dom, she's escorting Messi around the stadium yesterday.
Oh, that's how cool is that?
Yeah, so I said to her, you know, in text, I said, did anybody by any chance get a pic? And she said, no. And then I was like, that's not what you want. You want his phone number. You know?
Yeah, man.
I know he's married, but you never know. I mean, you can be tired of it. You never know. I mean, you're not too young for him. No offense, son. Love you. You're not. I mean, and you're attractive and single and... Hey, you sparks fly. You never know.
Know what happens exactly.
Yeah, so forget the picture. Phone number. Okay. Well, you know, how you doing? Anyway, there are three things that all talk show hosts hate. Okay, there's a lot, but the three big ones at the top of the list. Okay, two are serious and one is semi serious. So the first one, which is semi serious, is no free food at remotes at restaurants. Dude, we are there promoting the hell out of your place, telling people to come to your... You can spit $60 for food for me and the other guy and the engineer, okay? When you're not giving us free food, because and you're wait, you guys are such that you want free food? Yeah, we're promoting the hell... We don't work for free. Do you work for free? Yeah, we're promoting you. That just... It drives us bonkers. You know, it's like, really? You're going to make me pay for the... I come in here and spend 3 or 4 hours promoting the hell out of your... And you what? Okay. But that's a minor point. There are two really big things, though, that drive us batty. Dom, number one is selective hearing.
Okay.
You know what that is, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. You choose what you want to hear. You choose parts of the argument or parts of... what was said, and you're not listening to the whole thing. You selectively choose, you know, what you want to hear.
Yep. You hear part of it, not all of it. and you don't really understand it. I mean, this is what swampers do when they run into the police. They only hear part. They don't understand it, you know, and that's what happens. So anyway, selective hearing is you're not hearing the whole thing. You're only hearing what you want to hear, or and you want to pick apart what you want to hear, and you then we end up saying, yeah, okay, and we have to explain ourselves. Selective hearing. Well, it happens. We just there's nothing we could do about it. People are going to selectively hear. I selectively hear. I'm married. Of course I selectively hear. My wife, you think I hear it? I pick apart the Bible. She says something and I'll pick the one thing that I need to hear. You know, and the rest of it is like, eh, okay. Did you hear what I heard this. Yeah, but I said this and that. Okay, but I heard this.
Yeah, I heard when you said dinner was going to be ready at 7. I didn't hear when you said I needed to do the dishes afterwards.
Right, you know, you have selective hearing? Yes, I'm married. So it happens. And then the other big one is what is known in the business as air quotes, but you said, which drives us insane. It drives Carl insane, Mike Bell insane, Turtle insane, makes Andy and Randy, they get angry, makes Abe, well, Abe hates everything, but Abe still gets angry, and Bo gets angry, you know, and then Squid violated the bro code. Ah, Squid, you violated the bro code. See, what happens in the locker room in the station stays in the locker room in the station, unless you go public with it. Now, Squid, I'm not mad at you. I'm just talking about you on the radio. I'm not mad, brother. Okay? And the reason I'm not violating the bro code is you quote tweeted me. By the way, is it a quote tweet or a quote post or a repost, whatever the hell we call it? Can you go back to Twitter, Elon? Anyway, since you did it on your X Twitter, you put it out there in public. I'm just reading it. Okay? So I put out a post. Okay? That said, it was congratulating. I was kind of digging at the Mets fans, like, you know, yo, Mets fans, where are you? Hey, I'm not hearing any Mets fans after that series, kind of pumping up the fact that you just swept the Mets. And Bo quote tweeted it, and he said, wait, weren't you the one calling to blow up the team a few days ago? And the answer to that is, yeah, I was. But, dude, you, Bo, I love you. You can't really say that. You worry about what you say. Don't be calling me out. I don't call you out. Well, I am now because you can. Right? Don't do that. That's a bro code. No, you let me have my thing. I let you have your thing. We're all good. Somebody else out there wants to do it. Why are you getting in my grill? Anyway, so Bo said, wait, weren't you calling to blow the team up a few days ago? So now this is a violation of both 2 and 3 because there's selective hearing involved. Because, yes, I said, yes, I did. I said blow up the team. But I also said clearly, this is the selective hearing part, that if they are dead by the end of this 13-game stretch, which they are 3 games in, then maybe we ought to consider blowing up the team. You see, when you say, and this isn't, and I, by the way, I have great respect for Bo Morgan. I'm just giving him a wrapped crap. And I'm using him as an example here, okay? When you come at a talk show host, when you come at me, which is fine, by the way, we're fair game, and I'm a big boy. I've been doing this 46 damn years. I mean, you can't really, my skin pretty thick. Dude, you come at me all you want. You guns blazing. Well, not real guns. Dom, not real guns. Okay? Okay?
Yeah, make please, sure. Please.
Yeah, okay? In this day and age. Anyway, you come at me, it's fine. You know, even though my rules are pretty simple on the show, we can disagree without being disagreeable, and don't be a Richard. All right? But some people are. They're disagreeable, and some people are named Richard. And if your name is Richard, I'm sorry. My name's John. It's you know, that's a toilet. So anyway, so if I said, look, if they're dead at the end of the 13 games, but Bo didn't wait. He said, wait, you said they were. Bo, I said 13 games, okay? I said, if they're dead at the end of this 13-game stretch, this critical 13-game stretch where you're playing the Mets 7 times, you're playing the Phillies 3 times, you're playing 3 against the Marlins, all 13 games in the division, if you come out the backside of that Phillies series and you're 14 or 15 games out of first place, I'm starting to think about seriously being sellers. Which, by the way, so that you all understand, I stand by. Because we've got teenager Didier Fuentes starting in Miami tonight. Who the hell knows how that's going to go? I hope it goes great. I hope tomorrow when I'm on noon to four, we're going, wow, it's like Fernando Mania. I mean, it'd be great. Mark Fidrich of the Bird. I mean, you have to be a little bit older to understand that, but it could turn into David Clyde. Now you have to be really old to understand how it could turn into David Clyde, or who even David Clyde is. Look him up. He was 16 when he pitched in a major. 16. He pitched for the Rangers in a major league game. He was a high school superstar, and they signed him at 16. Even they put him in. It's like, that didn't work out so well. It's not they could collapse again. I don't want them to. No, see, I'm not rooting for that. I want them to go on a run. I want them to get so scorching, stinking hot. I want Pedfar to get in the lineup and for him to do things. Try and keep Verdugo healthy because I don't need kids of the whole playoff thing with Pedfar. That's a different story. I want Alex Anthopoulos to do his thing, get another starter. Who knows? Maybe he struck literal gold in Didier Fuentes or whatever, and then he goes out and he gets some help in the bullpen. And Matt Olson, who's really actually one of the things not talked about, we know Chris Sale is pitching like a Cy Young pitcher. We know that Acuna has been as good as anybody over since he came back. He's been as good or better than any player in Major League Baseball in the games that he's played since he came back. It's really amazing how great this guy is. And that's the selective hearing that Gage heard. He said, you said that Ronald Acuna Jr. is better than Shohei and Judge. And we can have that debate. I think you can put him in the debate. We can have a debate as to whether or not he's better than Shohei and Judge. Yes, I can debate that. He's that good. He's at least in that discussion. Now, Mike Trout's healthy too, but he's in that discussion of the best player in the game. Dude went 40-70 when he was healthy. He's a freak show of a player. I mean, he's great. He's not good. He's great. If he stays, I'm going to knock on some wood here. Ronald Acuna Jr. stays healthy. He's going to Cooperstown, guy. Not as a guest, as an honored guest. One that gets a jacket, okay? He going to Cooperstown. He's a great player. But it's going to be, he's got to stay healthy for 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and then we'll be talking, right? But he is, the sky, it's still, sky's the limit for this guy. Because you watch him play and do what he's doing, and you think, okay, that's not ceiling yet, okay? There's more. That's how great this guy is. And by the way, Matt Olson's been pretty hot, too. So anyway, back to this. I want the Braves to scorch the Marlins in Miami, okay? I want them to go to New York and just beat the whale tar out of the MASS, to the point where they're chanting about the point guard of the Atlanta Hawks again because they got nothing else. Because they are a fail of an organization that hasn't won a World Series. You have to be, how old are you, Dom?
I am 28.
Oh, dude. How old's your dad?
Ooh, my dad is, what, I'm 28. I want to say my dad's 50 or just turned 50, 49, 50, something like that.
Does your dad might not remember when the Mets last won the World Series. He'd be right on the edge. He would have been like 8. He might. The first World Series I remember, I was 8. How long ago was that, John? That was Bob Gibson and the Cardinals against Danny McClain and the Tigers. That was 1968. That's neither here nor there, but I do remember that World Series because I was listening to it. Actually, that World Series was largely on the radio. I know, because they played the games during the day, wasn't on TV. Well, it was on in Detroit and St. Louis. No, we were on vacation in Detroit during the World Series, and my family in Detroit was, outside of Detroit, a town called Novi, and we had to gather around the radio because it wasn't on TV in Detroit, which is playing in the World Series. Okay, so anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's that you'd have to be near 50 years old to remember the last time the MESS won a World Series. Now they've been. A few years back, they choked one, but they haven't won one since Ray Knight jumped on top of the plate. Bill Buckner, the ball going under the Bill Buckner. Yeah, that was damn, that was 45 years ago. 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Man. So I do. So we're clear here, Bo. Yeah, I was the one. Yeah, I say blow up the team. If they collapse, I'll be saying it again, just for the record here. But you said. when you're a talk show host, you say a lot of things because we are forced to react every single day. Ask Carl, ask Mike, ask Andy and Randy, ask Steak, ask anybody. Ask Mike, just ask Bo. You have to react on a daily basis. So when callers call in who don't have to react on a daily basis, well, what did you say? Well, I didn't react to it. Of course not. You haven't reacted to it. We've got to spend 4 hours every night reacting to it. So is there a lot of knee-jerk reaction that takes place? Yeah. Why? Because it's our job. Top of the hour, and then we'll get into all of it, too. Let's talk about hope. What kind of hope do you have for the Braves and the Falcons and the Hawks? Let's talk about hope. 404-726-0929. Do you have any hope? 404-726-0929. John Fricke on 92.9 The Game tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.